Today's reading comes from John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was growing up, I remember we had this big lilac bush in my front yard. It would bloom every spring with these big, beautiful, fragrant lilac flowers. Towards the end of summer, my mom would spend a Saturday pruning it. See, lilac bushes can double in size in a single season if you don't prune them. So mom would go and she would thin out the overgrown branches. She would cut off any dead flowers or dead branches. While she was doing this, it was always my job to kind of come behind her and pull weeds and gather any of the twigs as they fell off the bush so that the bush had room to grow, as she told me. I never really enjoyed this day very much. When I was pulling the weeds, I felt like I was ripping these plants from their homes. It also made me a little bit sad to watch mom cut down this big, beautiful bush into about half of its size. But my mother assured me that pruning was actually good for the bush. If you don't prune in the summer, she told me, you won't have flowers in the spring. I always think of mom and her lilac bush when I read this familiar passage from John about God, the gardener. See, this passage is a metaphor for how human beings are to relate to God. We are the branches, and Jesus is the vine. The branches are able to bear fruit because we are true to the vine, and the vine provides us with the nourishment we need. Because the branches are interconnected with the vine, they always run the risk of being pruned if they choose not to receive nourishment from the vine. This morning, I had us read from the NIV translation of scripture that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but here is one instance where I actually think the King James Version of scripture is a little bit more helpful. It reads, if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. I think it's more helpful to translate the Greek here to abide instead of to remain, because abide means to dwell with or to find one's home among. And I think the nature of the relationship between the branch and the vine is more of one making a home or a dwelling here than of finding kind of a temporary place for one to settle at. The branch makes her home with the vine so that she can produce fruit. If we are the branches in this gardening metaphor, we bear fruit because we abide with a good vine, Jesus. See, branches actually cannot produce fruit on their own. They cannot manifest fruit. They cannot squeeze fruit out of themselves if they are not receiving nourishment from the vine. So they have to constantly return to it for sustenance. In turn, if the vine is good, it will provide everything the branch needs to produce fruit. It's also important to note here that branches always run the risk of being pruned if they refuse to receive nourishment from the vine. I remember as a kid wondering why some branches of my mom's lilac bush produced lilacs and others didn't, especially since the bush itself was healthy and we planted it in a good sunny spot. One thing I learned over the course of a couple seasons with our lilac bush is that some branches just can't produce fruit. And other branches are just stubborn. There is no reason why they're not producing flowers, yet they choose not to. The vine's job is to give the branches the best possible shot at producing flowers. But the vine cannot fully control what the branch decides to do. If the branch chooses not to receive nourishment and chooses not to produce flowers, then they may need to be pruned for the health of the bush. Friends, I think the purpose of our scripture passage for this morning is to use this gardening metaphor to get us to reflect on what does it mean for me to abide with God in my life? How do we, the branches, position ourselves so that we have the best possible chance of producing fruit? As I reflected on this question, I came up with three things that help me draw closer to God. And those three things are prayer, worship, and service. Now that the weather's nice, I've really been trying to do my prayer time outside. I have this app on my phone. It's called Pray As You Go, and it offers short, they're like 15-minute guided prayers on the app. So I will go sit outside in the sunshine, sometimes with my journal, sometimes not, and I'll listen to the prayers as I kind of take in the beauty of my surroundings. I don't always have as much time as I would like to sit outside and pray, but I try to get outside as often as I can. This practice kind of centers and calms me, and it allows me to offer my joys and concerns to God. The next practice is worship. There is something about the body of Christ gathered in one place that makes it easier for me and for us to experience the presence of God. Maybe it's the hymns we sing. Maybe it's joining together and professing our faith week in and week out. For me, maybe it's the process of putting together the week's sermon. For you, maybe it's the process of gathering together and celebrating the Lord's Supper. Whatever it is, worship is this weekly anchor for us. It draws us out of our own concerns and reminds us that we are a part of something bigger and that we belong to God. And finally, service. The older I get, the more that I realize that the most precious gift I can give someone else is not actually something tangible like a gift. It's actually my time. Spending time with people, doing things with them that maybe I wouldn't rather do on my own. This not only helps the person that I'm spending time with, but I feel better, too. Lately, a lot of my service has been trying to help people remember how to socialize again. So, doing things like organizing weddings and funerals and goodbye parties for people that are moving. Organizing safe space to get together and celebrate these major life milestones. Because if I've learned one thing after a year of social isolation, I know that we need each other. Friends, as you spend some time this week thinking about how you might better abide with God, please consider ways that you can incorporate prayer, worship, and service into your life. How you do these things may look a little bit different depending on what stage of life you're in. Busy parents may need to sneak prayer time in before the kids get up in the morning or after they go to bed. Young adults may be worshiping online on a Thursday afternoon when they're not working. Some of you volunteer at local food pantries, and others of you volunteer at your local PTA. The point, though, is to find an activity that draws you closer to God and stick to it. Friends, we want to draw closer to God because we know that God is the source of all that is good in our lives and world. God nourishes us so that we can go out into the world and produce fruit. And if we want to follow God, we have to be in relationship with Him. And you simply can't be in relationship with a person that you're not spending any time with. Friends, my hope and my prayer for all of us this week, as we head back out into the world, is that we would find ways to abide with God amidst the busy days and weeks and months ahead. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.